has specifically said the neck was long, Ellen Bowman insisted, and she said there were three toes on the foot.
Tina's pretty observant, Mike Bowman said. I'm sure she is, Gutierrez said, smiling, but I still think your daughter was bitten by a common bacillus amoratus and had a severe herpetological reaction. Normal time course with medication is 12 hours. She should be just fine in the morning. In the modern laboratory in the basement of the Clinica Santa Maria, word was received that Dr. Gutierrez had identified the animal that had bitten the American child as a harmless basilisk lizard. Immediately, the analysis of the saliva was halted, even though a preliminary fractionation showed several extremely high molecular weight proteins of unknown biological activity. But the night technician was busy, and he placed the saliva samples on the holding shelf of the refrigerator. The next morning, the day clerk checked the holding shelf against the names of discharged patients. Seeing that Bowman Christina L. was scheduled for discharge that morning, the clerk threw out the saliva samples. At the last moment, he noticed that one sample had the red tag, which meant that it was to be forwarded to the university lab in San Jose. He retrieved the test tube from the wastebasket and sent it on its way.
Go on. Say thank you to Dr. Cruz,
Ellen Bowman said, and pushed Tina forward.
Thank you, Dr. Cruz, Tina said. I feel much better now.
She reached up and shook the doctor's hand. Then she said,
You have a different shirt.
For a moment, Dr. Cruz looked perplexed. Then he smiled. That's right, Tina. When I work all night at the hospital, in the morning I change my shirt.
But not your tie?
No, just my shirt. Ellen Bowman said,
Mike told you she's observant.
She certainly is. Dr. Cruz smiled and shook the little girl's hand gravely. Enjoy the rest of your holiday in Costa Rica, Tina.
I will.
The Bowman family had started to leave when Dr. Cruz said, Oh, Tina, do you remember the lizard that bit you?
Uh-huh.
You remember its feet?
Uh-huh.
Did it have any toes?
Yes.
How many toes did it have?
Three,
she said. How do you know that?
Because I looked, she said. Anyway, all the birds on the beach made marks in the sand with three toes like this.
She held up her hand, middle three fingers spread wide.
And the lizard made those kind of marks in the sand, too.
The lizard made marks like a bird?
Uh-huh, Tina said. He walked like a bird, too. He jerked his head like this, up and down.
She took a few steps, bobbing her head. After the Bowmans had departed, Dr. Cruz decided to report this conversation to Gutierrez at the biological station. I must admit the girl's story is puzzling, Gutierrez said. I've been doing some checking myself. I am no longer certain she was bitten by a basilisk. Not certain at all. Then what could it be? Well, Gutierrez said, let's not speculate prematurely. By the way, have you heard of any other lizard bites at the hospital?
No. Why?
Let me know, my friend, if you do. The beach. Marty Gutierrez sat on the beach and watched the afternoon sun fall lower in the sky until it sparkled harshly on the water of the bay and its rays reached beneath the palm trees to where he sat among the mangroves on the beach of Cabo Blanco. As best he could determine, he was sitting near the spot where the American girl had been 2 days before.